I got to tell you, one of the ladies that you know very well that you worked closely with, actually, during the last election, she said something a couple of days ago that had to really upset you, being that you are a champion for women, Donna, and do a very good job with that. And I'm all for loyalty to your spouse. I'm married 26 years. I can't imagine what my wife has to say every day just to protect me. I get it. But when Hillary Clinton comes out and talks about age as to whether or not Bill Clinton used his power to seduce Monica Lewinsky, that was one of the dumbest and most irresponsible comments I've ever heard. And quite frankly, Donna, Hillary should know better.
Well, you know, let me just say this. And I was there 20 years ago, not in the marriage, not in the White House, but I was there 20 years ago when the American people adjudicated what happened inside the Oval Office. Bill Clinton had to apologize to his wife, to his daughter Chelsea, but he also had to apologize to Monica, the American people. He was impeached for perjury and obstruction of justice. I would hope that we would spend time, more time, focusing on how we are getting along as Americans, and particularly going back to someone's marriage. I think it must be painful for her to continue to talk about this and to be able to try to sort this out in the public when it was such a private ordeal and probably an embarrassment.
Okay.
It was actually a very public ordeal.
It was
in our Oval Office, Donna.
Well,
but
it was public for us.
Yeah.
You can imagine what happened between the two of them. You think he went home that night and said, "Honey, I got something to say to you." Well, she said, "Well, honey, I've already seen it. I've heard it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I feel." Yeah, come on.
Yeah,
it's been 20 years. It's personal, and I'm sure it's grueling. I've never had an opportunity to talk to, Secretary Clinton about this privately or publicly. But whenever I see her, she winces, and then she speaks her truth. But look, whether it's Melania Trump in the White House dealing with what she's had to deal with over the last couple of years with all of the saga and all of the conversations, Stormy Daniels writing a book, or it's Hillary Clinton, we need to give these women opportunity to speak their truth, tell their story, respect them, and then move on.